Alright, so let's talk about flow. I was just thinking about this, and I was thinking about money being a flow, right? Like the flow of money. And, you know, I was thinking about this because I was listening to a conversation or an interview, something the other day, and they were talking about money and spending it and making it, and this guy was saying like how he doesn't save money, you know, he just keeps it moving. And then you have people who are like, you need to save money, and he's saying that from his perspective, and I've heard this from other perspectives as well, that they're talking about like the middle class and how it's just like going, you know, downhill. And you know, who knows? They say these the numbers. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of like getting off topic of what I was going to talk about. But basically, I was going to talk about like the flow of money and how, you know, like the feelings and the emotions tied around money and that flow of it, you know. And I think that when I talk to certain people, you know, you hear about the flow of money, because money is always kind of coming up in the conversation. You know, no matter what's going on, it's always kind of like relevant somehow to the situation at hand. Not all the time, but it's relevant in enough situations in your life at the moment, let's put it that way. So, you know, it's like, I was thinking about this, and how sometimes when you're tight with money, money is tight with you. And when you let money flow, money flows with you. And it's like a really juxtaposed position, because it's like, you know, you don't know what to think sometimes. Like, so am I saving this, or am I putting it back out, letting it create more energy, you know, because it's like money's an energy, right? So it's like, I guess if you're saving it, you're storing up energy for when you need it. Now, that brings me to a whole other point where somebody was talking about delayed or savings is nothing but delayed spending, which, yeah, I guess it's true. It's just like stored up energy. But this sort of money being an energy and letting that money flow. And it's kind of interesting because lately, for me, money's been starting to take on a different meaning. You know, money is more than just like the paper and the dollars and coins. Actual number, amount that you know, you have to your name. Now, let's not get things twisted. You know, that number amount that's tied to your name is important. But the flow of it, right? So, like, money is more than just that number amount tied to your name. You know, money is like social currency, like knowing certain people, knowing the right people. You know, money is you know, interaction, right? Money is conversation. Money is ideas. Money is thought. You know, money is, you know, products and services. You know, but when it comes down to it, the essence of it is that it's just energy, right? It's just energy. It's different types of energy. And, but that energy has such an emotional tie to it, you know, like money, you know, can make you feel safe, it can make you feel secure, but it can also make you very afraid, you know, whether you have too little or you have too much of it, you know, and I guess getting comfortable with the energy of money and kind of seeing how it relates to you is, you know, I guess that's your threshold. I don't know the word, but something along those lines, right? So, You know, I'm thinking to myself, like, money, you know, money's a flow. I'm thinking to myself in different situations when I use money, when I've spent money or invested money, right? And also, like, the way we converse about it, like, are we spending it or are we investing it, you know? We want to be investing it. But let's be honest, sometimes we're spending it. But even if we're spending it, we're still investing it in something. Just not all investments are good investments, right? So, but money is an energy, man. Like, I've been, you know, looking at it that way lately because it's like meeting people, you know, taking ideas and implementing them, you know, selling ideas. Right, like money is just like this energy, right? And like it's a flow. Flow. You know. When I used to skateboard, I would get into this zone and I would just say I got my flow juice popping. Like when I had the flow juice, like there wasn't a trick I couldn't land, you know? Like it was just, you know, it was like, I don't know, skateboard spirit just took over me and I was landing everything. You know, it's like divine intervention, man. That was that flow juice. And so now I'm trying to look at money that way more so than just like, you know, the dollar amount that's tied to my name, you know, the access to it, the, you know, the freedom to use it, to spend it, to invest it, to, you know, accept it, to donate it, you know. It's just like that's the flow, the energy, that's the currency, man. That's like that's the current, like the energy current. That's that current C, you know? Huh? I wonder if that's why they named it a currency, right? Because the money that we use is currency. I mean, it's not cash, not gold. It's a currency. It's a representation of value, you know? Like. I don't know, that's what it is. I mean, it's a piece of paper that represents the value. Like, you know, this piece of paper represents $100, and then this piece of paper is $1. But they're both the same piece of paper, right? Like, both the same fucking piece of paper. But one just is worth more than the other one because, I don't even know. I don't even want to start to, like, think about it because it just probably pissed me off. Because it's just like nonsense, but that nonsense actually is starting to make sense, right? Like, I'm just thinking this energy, right? This paper representation of a certain amount of energy, and I'm putting it into something else. I'm pushing that energy along into something else, and I'm letting that start to, you know, matriculate and grow, right? And so that's how I'm looking at it, right? So I'm putting the energy into different areas now. So before it might have been just about the number amount of tax. But the energy now goes into different areas. It goes into education. It goes into building relationships. It goes into, you know, strategic planning and execution of ideas, you know? And what I've learned is that you just got to have patience, right? Like, nobody wants to have patience, right? Like, everybody wants everything now. I wanted it yesterday, you know, without a doubt, but I've learned that it takes time to put things together. And so, you know, it just takes time to put things together, like, but that doesn't mean they won't come together. It just takes time to put them together, and it takes time to learn and you know, and explore and test and master that or you know, work it really well or whatever you got to do, you know, to gain this energy, you know. So now you got a new type of energy, and now you putting that energy in with the money energy, right? And you're just getting it to flow. Like, you're getting it. You're giving it and taking it. Giving it and taking it. Giving it and taking it. You know? And the more you're giving it, then the more you're taking in. Right? The more you're giving out, then the more you're taking in. So, when I say before is kind of juxtaposed, I guess, because I was thinking more so of like the paper amount, right? Like we associate money a lot with this paper amount, right? Like this paper, you know. So it's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, go spend some money, man. Like, get it to flow. Like, get the flow going. You know, go out, spend some money, you know, buy yourself some new shit. I don't know necessarily, like, if that's what I mean anymore. But, I mean, like, I'm not opposed to that. Like, you know, if you want to, you know, sometimes, like, you just got to go get yourself some shit, man. Like, you know, fuck it. You might be like, man, like, I just want a new pair of sneakers. Go get the new pair of sneakers, man. You know you're probably not supposed to, but whatever, yo. Like, you know, you can always get that money back, you know, but you can't get the time back, so it's really juxtaposed. It's like, so it's like, are you supposed to be frugal? Like, no, I'm going to rock these sneakers till the soles fall off. But, you know, what if you want to invest in yourself? Like, you know, it's not just frivolous all the time. Sometimes it's an investment. It's an investment in you. It's an investment in the quality of a person that you are, right? And how you carry yourself and how you want to be seen and how you want to be recognized, you know, in the world. You know, everybody has their personal preference, like, and it doesn't make them one way or another. You know, some people want to wear suits, that's cool. Some people want to wear t-shirts and ripped jeans, yeah, that's cool too, like, whatever, right? Because really, we do business with the person, right? Like, they have a uniform, but at the end of the day, we do business with that person. And that person is an energy, right? Like, that person gives off their own vibe of energy, right? So, that's money right there, too. Like, the ideas and then implementing the ideas, or the speed of the implementation, or the time that you have to take your time to get the right type of implementation, you know? So, money is really an energy, man, and, like, trying to look at it from that way. And, you know, start to look at it like, hey, you know, investing your time, you know, that's an energy, man. That's like something, you know, you get that, you put that in and you get that back, you know. But you got to put that energy in and, you know, I guess kind of understand what you're trying to do with that energy, you know. What are you trying to, what's the end game here, right? Like, I guess that's really kind of what some parts of it are going to come down to. So, you know, it's an interesting concept, man, like, and trying to think about it differently and, you know, looking at different examples as far as social capital and, you know, actual, like, cold hard cash capital, you know, comparing the two scenarios and the feelings and the emotions around them. You know, it's a little bit different. You know, when you make a social capital gain, you know, it feels good. When you make a hard money cash capital gain, it feels good too. I guess it's just different. You know, the paper money is a mystery all in itself, but I think that because we have paper money, I think it actually kind of confuses the concept of money, because people think that money is this paper, right? But this paper is just paper. It just represents a certain value, right? And so whatever value or whatever amount you want to get in that paper representation, you have to get that same amount of value whoever or whomever. I don't know. It's not English class, so don't get mad if I don't say it right. But yeah, so money, man. I think paper money has kind of really fucked up people's minds, and kind of fucked my mind up a little bit too, because you look at it as like, you know, that paper, man, is like what's, think that's what's important, but paper is really not the most important part. Like, yes, it plays an integral part, without a doubt, but it's really not the most important part, because the energy that gets the paper is you, right? Like, if you're going to work, and you're working, and you're doing whatever, you're the energy that's getting put out to bring in the value of that paper that you're dropping into your account. So you got to be able to put out, you know, that value to get that dollar amount in return. And so I guess look at what you want, you know, determine what you would like, and I mean, it's unlimited, you know, it's really unlimited, but maybe for the first one, just, you know, maybe make it something that you think is attainable. Maybe make it something you think is attainable. That's what I feel might be a good idea. That's what I kind of had to have to do. But yeah, man. So, and then determine the amount of value. What type of value, what type of energy do you have to put in to receive the type of energy that you would like to receive? I'm trying to think about it differently, man. It's the energy, man. It's not, you know, it's not just, you know, but the energy. So, I feel like I could talk about this for a long time, but I'm gonna slow it down. But money, man. So, until next time, people.